Good morning.
So what's this about Meta, a new name for Facebook?
Yeah, it's a bit strange, but, you know, a nice way to divert attention away from the dramas of Facebook over the last few months or years.
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg, the bloke who founded Facebook and is still the CEO, announced last week this new name. And I just want to be clear, because a lot of people are confused. Facebook, the product, the app, the website we use right now to share photos of our kids and find out when everyone's birthday is not changing. It's still going to be Facebook. But Facebook, the company, which, you know, was born out of Facebook, the website, now owns Instagram and WhatsApp and Oculus Rift. So they're renaming the parent company, Meta, as a part of their future vision towards what Mark Zuckerberg describes as the metaverse. Now, the metaverse is a very hard thing to describe, but because it doesn't exist. But essentially, it's a virtual reality world, a world where you can have meetings, have catch-ups, watch movies together, but never need to see people, which might sound appealing to Mark Zuckerberg, but I think to the average Joe, even despite the pandemic, we're all thinking, oh, I'd like to see my mates for a drink, or I'd like to visit my family rather than dial them in on the metaverse. But if that's going to be their future, they're hooking their ride right to that one, because they're renaming the company Meta as around their future vision of the metaverse.
Wow.
It seems pretty big story out there. Can have a bigger universe as you like if the real one's not big enough. Anyway,
if the real one's not good enough for you, why not just don a headset, stay in your pyjamas and do whatever the heck you want.
Oh, that sounds even better. Now, Belkin's moving up in the world a little bit.
Yeah, this is cool. Belkin make, you know, car cables, chargers, a whole range of accessory products for smartphones. Now they've released some wireless headphones. Now, these are a very good price, starting at $90. Up to $200, and in the middle at $120. But not just because they're good value. They're great quality, great sound. I've listened to them for last week. They're very good. But they also come bundled with other accessories. So for just $90, you get a set of headphones and a wireless charger for your phone. So if you've got anything from an iPhone 8 later or a Samsung Galaxy, I think it was S8 later, you've got wireless charging available for your smartphone. So you sit your phone down on this at nighttime and it charges, and you've got wireless headphones at the same time. So really good value, really good product. And I think leading up to Christmas, people are going to be really looking for a big W they can get to buy these headphones from Belkin.
Yeah, it makes a nice change where, you know, a lot of the times we feel like we're always being jabbed to pay more for, you know, sometimes not as much. So it's nice to see
that's
it the other
right.
way around. Yeah.
Real good value.
Especially as new Apples don't come with a charger nowadays, do they? So it'd be very handy to get one of those.
That's a good point. You need a charger of some sort lying around if you're buying a brand new smartphone.
Yeah. Talking of Apple, it comes to PS5 now, taking on Spotify and more platforms.
That's right. Apple Music. If you've got a subscription because you love your music, perhaps, or you've got an iPhone and you've got the subscription, but you're also a gamer or you've got a PlayStation in the lounge room, you can now listen to your Apple Music on the big screen TV, watch music videos. But most importantly, if you are a bit into the games, you can actually listen to music while you play games. So I play a game called Far Cry. I love it. It's just kind of, it's a break from reality for me. And often you're playing it and you're just walking around or doing, there's no actual activity in the game until you kind of reach a crescendo. I wouldn't mind having my Farnham playing in the background. That'd be a nice way to entertain myself at night. So Apple Music, available on PlayStation, so you can listen, watch, and also play at the same time.
Trevor Long, thanks as always. Look forward to chatting next week.
Cheers, guys. Talk to you then.